The day began at sunrise on a cattle drive. Cowboys on horseback encircled the herd to keep them together. This was known as riding swing. A cowboy riding point guided the herd from the front. Riding drag was the worst job. It meant staying at the back of the herd, moving the cattle forward while keeping any cows from falling behind. The leader or trail boss rotated the cowboys' positions around the herd during the drive. Even the horses had jobs. A cowboy would use a cutting horse to help him separate a calf from the herd so it would be safe. Because these horses had to work among the sharp horns of the cattle, they were especially brave, quick, and strong. Caption: A good cutting horse was said to have cow sense. It knew how to be safe around cattle. Caption: Most cattle drives followed a specific trail, such as the Chisholm Trail across Oklahoma. To lasso a cow or steer, a cowboy rode a roping horse. This horse was trained to bring the rider into the right position so he could toss a loop over the steer's head. Once the steer was roped, the cowboy tied the other end of the rope around the saddle horn. Then the cowboy could dismount and approach the steer on foot. The horse had to stand its ground and pulled back on the rope to keep the steer from running away. One frightened cow could trigger a stampede. The cowboys would have to chase a stampeding herd, sometimes for hours, and turn them around. A stampede in the dark was very dangerous for cattle and cowboys. Therefore, a night horse had to be especially steady and help keep the cattle calm.